Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're going to welcome in a guy who is a far more distinguished Syracuse alum than I am. And a guy who knows a thing or two about, you know, playing in big games. He represented my alma mater first class every which way. Had a great career with the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's welcome in the great Donovan McNabb. Donovan, John Jastrzemski, Chris Moore, what's happening, brother?
Another guy who couldn't get into Ithaca College, JJ. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, and he dropped, of course. I gave him that grand introduction.
You know, we lost him.
I'm teeing him up. I'm giving him, like, the Syracuse love. If, like, the boosters and, you know, the alums across the country are listening. Oh, we got Donovan Mack. How are you, bro?
Oh, yeah. No, keep going. I was excited about what you were saying, and the call just dropped. So keep going, please. Keep going.
JJ, I know you could keep going,
too. I could keep going if I need to.
No need. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing fine, man.
I guess let's start here. You know, everybody is going through a different set of circumstances with what's going on with this pandemic. So for a guy like you, what has been the thing best suited to keep your mind going, to keep you engaged? Like, what has been, you know, your saving grace over these last couple months?
Well, it's just spending time with family first and foremost and making sure that your family is secure and safe. Secondly, for us, is just staying active. You know, working out and, you know, getting some conditioning and stretching and make sure we're lifting weights, because I have a family of athletes. So there is no sitting around and just kind of letting the breeze go by. I believe in being ready and staying ready. And also with throughout this whole deal, I think your health is so much as important to just get out and get in shape, stay in shape, whatever it is that motivates you to get going. But you have to be able to take care of others around you. So that the whole world would be safer. If you're doing what you need to do, then everyone else does their job, then hopefully we can lower these cases that just continue to rise.
And at the same time, obviously, the conversation around your house and around a lot of houses around the Black Lives Matter movement and what athletes can do to promote more equality and less racism, how much of a hot-button issue has that been for you and your family? And when you talk about it with your kids, et cetera, what's the conversation like, and what do you hope happens, you know, a year from now?
This is an opportunity right now to sit down and explain to your kids and youth of what happened back in 1865. We just went through Juneteenth, and it's a very historic moment that a lot of school systems have tried to avoid. They haven't been able to express to the kids, not just Black kids, but also to the white kids, of what Juneteenth means. And then you go into where we are with the pandemic, and then it goes now to the Black Lives Matter, because, you know, we all have been faced with some type of racism. And, you know, I think the way we need to handle things are a little differently now than obviously they were back then, because speaking and using your voice is a major thing. Being able to express your feelings toward the situations that you're faced with or that you will be faced with, I think, stands strong. And so the message that we try to send to our kids is to understand what's going on, do your due diligence of the information, and be able to speak from your heart. And if it's something that's bothering you, don't hold it back. Be able to release it and express it so that it may not only help you and change your life, it could change someone else's life as well.
Donovan, when you think about your career in the NFL, I mean, you were one of the top-notch quarterbacks in the sport. You're in the postseason every year. And for the folks that are listening here in the New York area, I mean, you were a thorn in the side of the New York Giants. So it's got to feel pretty cool to come on New York radio as one of the all-time great giant killers. Like, that scene of you in the divisional round on the phone, you know, giving it and sticking it to the Giants and winning that playoff game. I know our audiences are going to like to hear about that, but that's got to be one of your favorite games you've played in your career, correct?
Well, I won't say that. I mean, I received a phone call on the sideline, so I had to take it.
You got to take it, right? Of course.
I had to. You know, I just couldn't pass it up at that time. No, but you know what? It's always been a fun rival. Mike and I, Strahan, that is, very good friends. We did some different things together all throughout, you know, the course of my career with Dr. Pepper and Pepsi and things of that nature. We were in Campbell's Soup commercial together. He sacked me 7 more times than anybody else in his career. So when he did his Hall of Fame speech, I told him I needed to be the one that introduced him instead of Jay Glazer. And you know what? All in all, there was just a great and fun rival. We had a great time. It's nothing kind of extra with it. Not like playing the Dallas Cowboys, but I mean, we just had fun. And unfortunately for me, I had more wins than losses versus the New York Giants.
No doubt about it, and as JJ said, you are certainly a memorable figure here because of that, and just because of the way the career went. When you look back at it now, and you think about the best parts of being an athlete and being successful, what do you miss the most? Like, we always ask athletes about it, and often it's off the field and the camaraderie. But I wonder about it with you. What about it with you?
It's the bond and relationships that you build. If it's in the locker room, if it's a training camp, mini camp, sitting at your locker, it's that family bond that you have where the continuity is something that you just can't really avoid. You know, it's genuine feelings. Guys have the same mindset and goals. You're putting in that extra time and work together to achieve that common goal. So you miss that bond and you miss that chemistry. You know, people can talk about the materialistic type things, you know, if all the money and things like that. Yeah, the money was great, but friendships last longer than money do. And, you know, I look at it in a sense where I've been 9 years removed pretty much. Well, and this will be 9 seasons removed from the season, but I still keep in contact with a lot of my teammates. Sometimes we meet together and get our kids to have fun and play together. And I just check on them on birthdays, holidays, or whatever it may be. So I just enjoyed the bond and chemistry that we built.
We got Donovan McNabb, the longtime Philadelphia Eagle, Syracuse quarterback. He joins us here on The Fan. And Donovan, you know, I think about your teams, and you guys had all those tough losses in the NFC title game, the Rams, the Buccaneers, the Panthers. And you guys finally getting over the hump. You beat Michael Vick in that NFC title game. How much did that game mean to you?
It meant a lot, you know, because we, like you said, we had went through those runs, and people need to understand that, you know, those runs aren't easy. You know, it looks that way when, you know, we go to 4 straight. But, you know, if you ask the Buffalo Bills, they'll tell you that as well. The run's not easy, but just getting there. And when we were able to get over the hump, it felt like it was a weight off my back. We finally made it. You know, it was a dream come true for me. You know, we played great in the game. It was just a few mistakes that we would love to have back. But yet, all in all, you know, I can look back on it where I say 16 years later, I'm just excited about that opportunity of playing in the Super Bowl because it's something I can explain to my kids about just kind of prevailing, you know, overcoming adversity, being able to get over that hump and to get to the mountaintop. Now, obviously, I have a lot more explaining to do when you get there, and it can only help them out. But it's definitely a big achievement. I enjoy every bit of that run that we had throughout my decade of playing in Philadelphia, playing for 11 seasons. So it was just an exciting time.
How much do you enjoy mentoring your kids as athletes, and how difficult is it now to make decisions about their future in this pandemic in terms of them playing and being safe when they go out and compete, et cetera? What's it like right now in those two areas where you have so much experience and so much joy watching your kids? I know a lot of listeners are in the same position, trying to do the right thing, make sure that they, you know, that they take care of their kids and you let them have fun, but also protect them at the same time. What's that like right now?
Well, you know, it's just the exciting parts of one, being a dad, The exciting part of two, having the experience of playing professionally. And three, you know, being able to explain things, and the kids can now go and Google or watch the tape to see if that actually really happened. So there's credibility there. It's credibility there. So, you know, the whole thing that I try to explain to my kids, like I said, I mentioned earlier that, you know, an athletic family where, you know, my daughter's playing basketball and softball. My youngest daughter's playing basketball, softball, and, you know, she's also playing volleyball. My son's playing football and basketball, and my younger son plays soccer, football, and basketball. So it's just, it's one in which I try to explain to them that there is no sitting back and relaxing. You always have to have your foot on the metal, put your foot on the gas to get yourself in better shape, get yourself stronger. Take the time when you have off to get your body in order so that now that when things start to open up is what we're here in Arizona and things are opening up and basketball is going to come back, you know, for my daughter to be ready. You know, the whistle blows, hey, you're in shape, you're ready to go, it's time to play ball. So it's just one in that aspect of it. But also the fortunate thing for me is I train quarterbacks here in Arizona. I also coach girls basketball, club basketball. So it's messages not only that I'm sending it to my kids, but I'm also sending it to other kids as well. And so they understand the method. They understand the path. And so, you know, you just kind of lead them to the water and hopefully they drink it.
The pressure of the McNabb last name, is that a good or bad thing for the McNabb kids?
It's a great thing. Come on now.
I'd be in on that. I'd take that last name in a heartbeat, Donovan. Let's go.
But you know what? The thing that I try to express to the kids is don't worry about what others may feel your pressure will be. You're the one that magnify your own pressure. And so don't allow people to all of a sudden tell you, hey, it's hard because of your dad. Listen, I'm a dad. I'm a dad that sits in the stands cheering for my kids, and when they do something wrong, I'm yelling from the sideline. So if you're not doing your job, that's what you're going to get from your coach. It don't matter what your name is. You know, you have a number on your back, and you need to go out and prove yourself. And the way that you go out and prove yourself is mentally you're going in to set a statement, to put your foot down, so to speak, and showcase what you really can do.
Donovan, did you feel like watching the last couple of years with the Kansas City Chiefs that you're reliving your playing career watching Patrick Mahomes with your old football coach?
Well, the fortunate thing for me is that I had an opportunity to talk to the team Thursday before for the game.
Wow, Andy brought you in. Brought in a heavy hitter, bro.
Well, I mean, you have to bring the heavy metal for the Super Bowl.
Fair point.
There you go.
But unfortunately, he didn't pay for my flight. You know, he didn't pay for my hotel. No, I'm just kidding. But I looked at it in a way because I wanted to relate to these young men for those who don't understand both sides of it. And I spoke from the heart, and I spoke to Patrick himself. I talked to the team, and I basically told him, you know, you put all this effort in and all this work into getting here. And to get here is an accomplishment. But to win it is more of the accomplishment of getting here because you have something to walk away with. And I told him about that positive side, winning, what it does for your life, what it does for your family. And then I talked about the losing side of the grief that you go through each and every year. You know, you sit back and you're with your family and during the unexpected time, the game comes on and it's like, now you're reliving that whole memory of what you could have done to change it. So this is the time to seize the moment to pull the reins by the horns and get the job done. And in that first three quarters, I was a little nervous because I was like, I just gave them bad luck. They look awful in this game. And then in the fourth quarter when they pulled it out, I was so excited. And it's funny when I got a chance to see their running back, Williams. And I seen him. We did a Family Feud deal special together. And, man, I just looked at him and he said, we got it for you. We want it for you. And I was like, man, to hear that from a lot of guys, like Patrick and those guys say that, you know, we want it for you. I just felt like I was out there on the field. And so I was just excited for him because now Andy goes in the record books, not just as a guy that could get there, but he goes in the record books as a guy who's taken one team to five NFC championships, taken another team to two straight AFC championships and now a Super Bowl championship, and has coached possibly, hopefully, if the call comes, he could possibly have coached 3 Hall of Famers.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty amazing. Donovan McNabb,
Because Patrick Mahomes is definitely on his way.
I totally agree. Put him in. He's on his way, Donovan. No question.
Yeah. So, hopefully I get the call.
Well, I was going to say, is that something that matters to you, Donovan? Like, when you think about your career, you're right on that border. You feel you were worthy of being a Hall of Famer, correct?
I do. And do I feel that the call will happen? Let me start by saying I didn't play this game to be in the Hall of Fame. I play this game because I love it. I love competing. I love the naysayers of what they say you can't do, and you go out and prove it. The reward of it is obviously, at the end, you might be rewarded with wearing the yellow jacket. If it happens, hey, that's great. It won't be anything where, like, all of a sudden you'll see me every day, like, walking around in a jacket. And if I don't, so be it. My life goes on. I have 4 kids that probably could care less at this particular time of if it happens or not, because they're focusing more on their future and what dad can help them do to get there.
Hey, I know you're up against the clock. We really appreciate you giving us some time this morning. Donovan, continued success to you, and thanks for being a part of the Fan today.
Thank you for having me, guys. And guys, please stay safe.
Donovan, thank you. One last thing before we get you out of here. As a Cuse guy, what do you miss most about that campus? Like, I don't know.
Fagans.
Well, Acropolis Pizza.
Okay.
The wings and pizza at Acropolis. The quad on a Thursday or Friday afternoon. And then obviously Marshall Street. Who doesn't miss Marshall Street in general?
I miss Chucks, Donovan. All right, Chucks. They're coming back though, bro. They're coming back. Hey. So hopefully the next time you're getting honored at Syracuse, you want to go and, hang out on Marshall Street. I'll see you out there, and I'll hopefully be celebrating an orange win, my man, all right?
There you go. Sounds good to me.
There you have it. That's the great Donovan McNabb. Fun spot there, Chris Moore.
Oh,
very fun spot.
Syracuse stuff, though, was, I was ready to put my finger down my throat. Lugie and I were just like,
listen. Part of the family, man. I was going to say, there are distinguished
quad
Syracuse
on
alum,
afternoon.
Right? It's like Albert, Eagle, Costas, McNabb, Carmelo Anthony, and then, 10,000 down on the list, John Stremski.
Well, but at least he got on there. He's on the
list. I'm on the list.
And he's climbing. It's 10,000 with a bullet.
We'll see about that.
As we used to say on the Billboard charts, it's with a bullet. Number 14 this week with a bullet. That meant it's going forward. So you got that going for you, which is nice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.